Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, on last Sunday, I shared with you a message taken from John chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, titled, How Will You Honor Jesus? This message focused on an event that took place prior to the Passover celebration and the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This week's sermon is a follow-up to last week's sermon. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, we find that Jesus and his disciples have just left the home of Simon the leper in the town called Bethany. Simon had honored Jesus by giving him a dinner in his home. And he invited Jesus' good friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, to join him in the celebration. Each one of them honored Jesus in their own way at the dinner. Martha honored Jesus by serving Jesus. Lazarus honored Jesus by simply enjoying Jesus' presence. And Mary honored Jesus by pouring expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. And then she used her hair to wipe his feet. The Bible says that a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was at Simon's house and came. This crowd showed up as uninvited guests. But the Bible tells us that they showed up not only because Jesus was there, but also to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And let me pause right here to say, don't assume that the crowd who comes to church is solely interested in seeing Jesus. Some folk come to church just to see you, see what you are wearing and what you are doing. I'm here to tell you that people have different motives and different attitudes for being in the church crowd. Well, let me move on. The Bible says that there were some in the crowd who went and told the chief priests how the crowd gathered together to see Jesus as well as Lazarus. And the Bible says that the chief priests made plans to kill Jesus and Lazarus as well. Because on account of Lazarus, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. And let me say right here that the enemies of the kingdom of God hate to discover that God has worked or is working a supernatural miracle in our lives. And I tell you that the enemy will plot to destroy us and our testimony. Some folk can't stand seeing us just because our presence signifies and testifies that God is real and still moving in the lives of broken humanity. This brings us up to our selected scriptural text for today. Jesus is now on his way to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Passover. John tells us in verse 12 that a great crowd had already gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast. John tells us that the great crowd that had gathered heard that Jesus was on his way into the city of Jerusalem. In other words, my brothers and sisters, somebody that was in the crowd from Bethany went and spread the news that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And I want to ask you a question. When is the last time that you publicly spread the news that Jesus was coming soon? Well, John tells us that when some of the people in the crowd heard that Jesus was getting ready to enter into Jerusalem, they took palm branches and went out to meet him. When they saw him coming into the city, they began to wave their palm branches as though a great war had been won and the king was leading his armies back home. The Bible says they began shouting, "Hosanna," which means save now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. And the Bible says that the Jewish leaders were in deep despair, seeing how the crowd responded to Jesus' presence. These leaders did not like the fact that the crowd was receiving Jesus like a great conqueror. To them, it seemed that nothing could stop the tide of people who had gone after Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, you would think that by the actions and response of the people who made up the crowd on this day, that Jesus is finally being truly recognized as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. By the crowd's response to Jesus, you would think that all of the people finally accepted Jesus as their King and their Savior. But my brothers and sisters, everybody that was in the crowd on that day was not there for the purpose of accepting Jesus as their King. And let me suggest to you that the same goes for the church crowd of today. Not everybody who goes or even joins the physical church is there for the purpose of making Jesus their Lord and their King. I'm here to tell you that the church crowd is filled with people who have different reasons and motives for being a part of the church crowd. Let us quickly examine some of the motives of the people who made up this Bethany and Jerusalem crowd. Can I talk with you? In the crowd, we know, if we're good Bible readers, that there were some Roman soldiers who made up this crowd. In other words, the popo was present. Tell your neighbor the popo was present. As the crowd begins to run out to honor Jesus, I'm sure that the crowd gathering at the city gates got the attention of the Roman soldiers. You see, with the city of Jerusalem being under Roman jurisdiction, it was the responsibility of the Roman soldiers to keep the Jewish people under control. Now, with 2 million people coming to celebrate the Passover feast, y'all know the extra soldiers were dispatched to Jerusalem. Now, when the soldiers saw the crowd gathering in one place, they might have thought that maybe there was a disturbance or possibly a riot getting ready to arise. But then they see why the people were running and forming a parade line. They look and see Jesus riding into the city on a young donkey, and the people responding to him as if he were a king. Now, you know, New Providence, that some of the soldiers must have smiled and laughed at Jesus's so-called triumphal entry into Jerusalem. You see, Jesus' entry was nothing like their own celebrations back in Rome. Yes, the soldiers that were present in the crowd probably deacon snickered and laughed when they saw Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. They simply found Jesus to be amusing. And isn't that how some people treat Jesus today? They treat Jesus as he's nothing but amusing. They are amused by the stories about him. They laugh at him and laugh at those of us who worship and praise him. They say about us, how could well-educated and sophisticated people like you be so ignorant to believe some of the things that people say about Jesus? Jesus make the blind to see? Jesus make the lame to walk? Jesus cause the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak? Jesus fed 5,000 men, not including women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Who in their right mind would believe such a thing? New Providence and friends, I don't know about you, but I am not ashamed to testify today that I believe that Jesus did that and did much more. I believe. Somebody say, I believe. that all the miracles that the Bible says that Jesus performed, that he did every one of them. Tell your neighbor, I believe. So, since I believe, people can laugh at me. They can call me crazy, call me irrational, and also find me amusing. But I declare to you that you can find Jesus as simply amusing as the Roman soldiers did. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus will have the last laugh. Can we continue to search the crowd? There were soldiers in the crowd. But then there were some in the crowd who were simply sightseers. A sightseer goes about seeing nothing but sights of interest. Verse 18 tells us that many people, because they heard that Jesus had given this miraculous sign of raising Lazarus from the dead, went out to get a sightseer's view of Jesus. You see, there were some in the crowd who had heard, as rumor had it, that this man named Jesus raised a man from the dead, and that that man that he raised from the dead was with him in the crowd. So many that had gathered among the crowd were there simply to get a look or a gaze at Jesus and Lazarus. Some just wanted to say that they were in the crowd and that they laid eyes on Jesus and Lazarus. And my brothers and sisters, it is always possible to attract a crowd of people for a time by witnessing the spectacular and the sensational. But guess what? That crowd that just sightsees for the spectacular and the sensational never lasts. That is why, Dr. Hagin, some people swap churches so much. They swap churches because they go to church just to see the show. They don't attend church to worship the king, but they come to see what the choir is going to sing, or what folks are wearing. or just to socialize with friends. You see, once most sightseers have seen what they were looking for, they quickly move on to the next area of interest. Am I right about it? This is one reason why here at New Providence, we don't cater to sightseers. Sightseers only look for the spectacular. And you know what I found out? That there are some things that don't fit here at New Providence. Okay, y'all mighty quiet. And guess what, Peggy? If it don't fit, it don't fit. And I refuse as the pastor here just to do the spectacular and the sensational to try to draw a crowd. Because as soon as things seem to be no longer spectacular and sensational, guess what they're going to do? Yeah. Every church has a few sightseers in the crowd. Now turn to your neighbor and ask him, are you a sightseer? I'm almost through. Not only were there soldiers in the crowd, not only were there some sightseers in the crowd, but there were some sincere saints in the crowd. Tell your neighbor, sincere saints. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary defines the word sincere as marked by genuineness, honest. Yes, in the church crowd, there are always a few sincere saints. Are you a part of the sincere crowd that follows Jesus? Wait a minute before you clap. Let me give you the litmus test of whether you are a sincere saint. Can I give you a few of the characteristics? A sincere saint truly loves Jesus. Can I just do it like this today? Jesus said himself in John 14 and verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, you know if you are a sincere saint because you keep his commandments. Matter of fact, John says in Chapter 15, verse 10, that Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. So, a sincere saint truly loves Jesus and keeps his commandments. What else is the criteria for a sincere saint? A sincere saint serves the Lord. Ooh. Jesus said himself in John 12, verse 26, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. And he doesn't stop there. He says, my Father will honor the one who serves me. How is your service? Y'all looking at me kind of hard. Are you just one who shows up on Sunday mornings? Are you engaged in any ministry? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. If you love Jesus, then you will serve him. You will give him your time, your talent, and your money. Okay. All right, Pastor Wood. Okay. A sincere saint loves him, serves him, and let me tell you also what a sincere saint does. A sincere saint praises him. Peter tells us in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. A sincere saint is not ashamed to praise publicly the Lord. A sincere saint will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in their mouth. Is that what the word says? So just based upon those three criteria, are you a sincere saint? Amen. I'm finished. What is your motive? What attitude do you bring to church with you? Why are you in the church crowd? Are you here muesli for amusement? Are you here just being a sightseer? Or are you here in this crowd because you are a sincere saint?
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.